Thank you. I thought I would start with that. I've gotten back to some more traditional things. I also brought a towel with me out here. The Ashley gang said as they're walking off, make sure and take something to wipe your face with, because it's nice and warm out there. I'll tell you what, the sound is exceptionally well today. I can tell that with the first tune that I'm doing here. So if you get the opportunity to tell someone along the way that your opinion of what you heard on the stage here, it would be very important, because it's rare for us entertainers and you as listeners to get and experience the type of sound that we're hearing here right now. So share that with somebody from the festival. The name of this is I'm a Pilgrim. This is an old traditional Merle Travis tune that he did for, I think, all of his life pretty much. Learned it from some old church people way, way back. I am a pilgrim and a stranger, I travel through this wearisome land, and I have a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and it's not made by hand. When I go down to the river of Jordan just to bathe my weary soul, if I can touch but the hem of his garment, good Lord, I believe it would make me whole. I am a pilgrim and a stranger, traveling through this wearisome land, and I have a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and it's not made by hand. I'm lying in my coffin, all my friends will gather around, and they will say he's just lying there sleeping, good Lord, sweet peace his soul has found. If you know the chorus, go ahead and sing it with me. I am a pilgrim, a stranger, traveling through this wearisome land, and I have a home in that yonder city, good Lord, and it's not made by hand. No, it's not made by hand. Thank you. Well, man, you guys are fun. You're ready to have fun. That's what we need, all of that. This is a tune that Chet Atkins and Susie Boggess recorded a few years back, as a matter of fact. And those of you that are guitarists out there need to put out all the energy you can to Chet Atkins. He's getting up there in age a little bit, and a few years ago had a bout with some pretty rough cancer, and if you can, just send some positive energy his way. The name of this is After You've Gone. After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying you'll be blue.
You'll be sad. You miss the best friend that you ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget. There'll come a time when you regret it. Someday, when you are lonely, your heart will break like mine. You'll want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away. After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying you'll be blue. You'll be sad. You miss the best friend that you ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget. There'll come a time when you regret it. Oh my, look what you're doing. The way you're treating me is gonna be your ruin. After you've gone, after you've gone away. After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying you'll be blue. You'll be sad. You miss the best friend that you ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday when you're downhearted, you long to be with me right back where we started. After you've gone, after you've gone away. Oh my, look what you're doing. The way you're treating me is gonna be your ruin. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
Thank you. Thanks. Well, I really want to do a Delmore Brothers tune here, and I'm not praying for rain by doing it, but I just feel like I'm in the right groove to do it this afternoon. If you're interested in seeing a little bit of some of the different things I'm doing, hey, buddy, and and you're free this afternoon, somewhere around 2 or 3 o'clock, you might want to look at your schedule. I'll be over at the Shady Grove stage just up the way up here. And I'll do some more of the original music that I'm working on right now. I'll tell you what, Frank, the sound up here is just really very much to die for. So thank you very, very much. Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more. 'Cause I got the deep river blues. Let it rise, let it fall, let the waves just make a wall. 'Cause I got the deep river blues. give me back my old boat. Gonna sail her if she'll float, 'cause I got the deep river blues. I'm going back to Muscle Shoals. Times are better there, I'm told, 'cause I got the deep river blues. Sweet old pal, she walks just like a waterfowl when high. I get the deep river blues. Ain't no one to cry for me when all the fish have gone out to sea. 'Cause I got the deep river blues. If my boat sinks with me, I'll go down, don't you see? 'Cause I got the deep river blues. Now I'm gone, I'll say goodbye. And if I sink, just let me die. 'Cause I got the deep river blues. Jim Belew's ending. Thank you. Thanks. Man, I'll tell you, they tell you 25 minutes when you get out here and you think, what are you going to play? So I am going to play one original tune out of everything that I do here. This is a tune that my wife wrote. And, thanks. Name of this is Wind and Water. And I wanted to mention, too, I have CDs up here, like Carolyn said, and if you would like to take a little bit of me home with you, I would love to have you do that. And the Friends of Florida tent is right up there. And I can't hardly let the 25 minutes go by without at least saying that if it's your first time here at a Florida Folk Festival, we appreciate having you here very much, because the bigger the family gets, the better it is for music in general and all of us. And if you're not a member of Friends of Florida Folk, it's really a very minimal fee, annual fee, to get a monthly newsletter that'll tell you where all the names that you're seeing and all the people that you're seeing over this weekend, where we're playing at. So I just have to throw it in. Name of this is Wind and Water. He's the wind, she's the water, and they live for one another. Ever flying, ever flowing, hand in hand. He's the gale, she's the ocean, pushing, pulling in one motion. Breathing life into the air at their command. And the moon may change her mind, which direction she may find, but she loves him. And sometimes he falls to anger when he cannot understand her, but he loves her. He's the storm, she's the wave,
and his strength her soul will save, as she waits upon his force to lift her higher. He's the hurricane, she's the sea, and she follows with uncertainty as he throws his unspent passion to the sky. And the moon may change her mind, which direction she may find, but she loves him. And sometimes he falls to anger when he cannot understand her, but he loves her. And the moon may change her mind, which direction she may find, but she loves him. And sometimes he falls to anger when he cannot understand her, but he loves her. Their lovemaking is unending, often wild and unrelenting, and like a song that whispers through the night. And they find a quiet place where he can gently stroke her face, kissing soft beneath the stars to more than life. And the moon may change her mind, which direction she may find, but she loves him. And sometimes he falls to anger when he can't understand her, but he loves her. He's the wind, she's the water, and they live for one another, ever flying, ever flowing, hand in hand, ever flying.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. Nothing is, and I don't want to jinx it by saying this, but it's so nice to have folks familiar with that tune. Look for me in the, like I said, in the Pfaff magazine for dates that I'm playing around the state. And another thing is, if you'd like to get on my mailing list, I'd love to have you do that. I love to talk to people. I've got about an hour and some in between the stages that I'm working at here. So if you would like to stop me along the way or step backstage after I get disconnected, please do that. It's a little too heavy for my size.
loaded for my size. I'm going on the mountain, gonna see my baby. Ain't coming back, no Lord, ain't coming back. So roll on, buddy, pull a load of coal. Tell me how can I pull when the wheels won't roll? Roll on, buddy, don't you pull so slow. Tell me how can I pull when the wheels won't roll? This 9-pound hammer, it killed John Henry. Ain't gonna get me, no Lord, ain't gonna get me. I'm just a poor boy, a long way from home. Down Tennessee, down Tennessee. So roll on, buddy, pull a load of coal. Tell me how can I pull when the wheels won't go? Roll on, buddy, don't you pull so slow. Tell me how can I pull when the wheels won't go?
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Now, you know, that's a CD that you need when you're down on the Suwannee and your inner tube and you're laying back. You know, you've got your tube, you're tied to a cooler with a six-pack of milk, and you're just floating on down the river. You need to listen to a little bit of that finger picking. I do have an announcement before we introduce the next act. For those of you who are really talented and you play the spoons, the jug, the bones, the washboard, there is going to be a workshop for you at Jim Higgins Jug Band Workshop, Washboard Workshop at 3:30. It'll be over in the museum garden. And you'll see, I think it's a tent outside. I don't think it's inside the museum, but that's back this way. So please take your spoons, your bones, your jug, your washboard, and go on over there and perfect your craft. That is a folk tradition, and we are into traditions here at White Springs. You know, one of the really exciting things about White Springs, our family's been coming for about 20 years, is how many people have been coming to this festival for 20 years. And our next performers have been coming. Ron of Ron and Barry and the Roadside Review. Ron's been coming for 20 years and been performing for over 10 years at White Springs. Barry comes to us with a rich background in songwriting of Florida songs. Let me slow down. I get so excited. The tradition of writing Florida songs, and Barry had the wonderful, in her childhood, the wonderful experience of getting to know Will McLean, and has wonderful memories of that person who did so much for Florida folk. If you're in West Palm Beach or you're from West Palm Beach, Ron and Barry have a music store and a studio down there. They have a CD at the Foff booth. And if you all are Ann and Frank Thomas fans, which everyone who comes to White Springs is, they have just recorded a collection of Ann and Frank Thomas stories and music. And it should be at the Foff booth. If it hasn't been delivered there, it should be there this afternoon or in the morning. And for those of you who are new and don't know what Foff is, that's the Friends of Florida Folk. It's right up here in the corner. It's where most everyone has their CDs and music, their shirts. The back porch, if you need information this afternoon, is up where the air-conditioned storyteller tent is. If you're going to be here tonight because you're just going to hang out until tomorrow when it starts all over again, tonight in the auditorium will be the Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire storytelling about 8 o'clock. So you should wander in there. And if you have little ones, you need to go in there. It is the coolest group. It's the coolest room here, but it's also the coolest group of storytellers that White Springs has. Are you guys ready, Ron? They're pretty close to ready, so we're going to let them do their thing for you. Ron and Barry with the Roadside Review.
Oh, you the girl.
All right. We have a harmonica, anyway.
You see that we have Stan Geber, the most musically promiscuous member of our group. Let's give him a hand right now before we even start.
He just raced over here from a workshop stage. How did the workshop go, Stan?
That's a lot of guitar. We definitely need to come down with that.
We're going to open up with a song that was written by a friend of ours.
Les Guitar.
Brad Boone from West Palm Beach. It's called State of Harmony.
Let's bring that guitar down. I'll bring it down.
I'm not hearing any banjo in the monitor yet, I don't think.
Year 2000 at White Springs, Florida. How about it, folks? It's been a long tradition.
Number 4.
A lot of changes, a lot of things are the same. We're really happy to be here. I live my life in shining land. Swanee River shares my home. This state of mind that I hold so dear is more precious than cities made of stone. I hear the breeze singing through the trees. Gentle rhythms and ancient melodies. In my state of perfect harmony, Florida. Sing your songs for me. Lord took the gamble, he called the man's hand. Though the cards dealt weren't meant to be unkind, the ocean's cadence will swallow you whole. Though his heart still beats in 3/4 time, I hear his songs in my memory. The Dutchman lives in that haunting melody. In his state of perfect harmony, sing his songs for me. Sing your songs for me,
Florida.
In the live oak trees,
Florida.
With my state of harmony. Thank you. It's a song that we used to perform here with a group called Southern Star, written by Mr. Brad Boone. Yay! They love it. This next tune is a Will McLean song that was rather obscure until a few years ago. Frank Thomas asked us to go up to North Carolina and retrieve the words to this song and finish it, basically. And that's what we did. So it is a Will McLean tune, and this is our version of Sailor's Lament. It's a little bit different than what Will usually wrote.
And if I could get just a little bit more banjo on the monitor, maybe just a hairless harmonica, that would be very cool. Thanks.
A hairless harmonica.
Stan, I love you.
Fight in the band. Fight.
That's right.
If you let them sit around enough, they get pretty hairy.
It might sound great out here, but we just the mix on the stage needs a little tweaking. Sorry.
I am sailing, sailing out on the ocean many a mile out on the sea. Little girl, if you really love me, won't you sometimes think of me? I wanna be loved, I wanna be loved, I wanna be kissed, I wanna be hugged. I'm a lonesome guy. Look in my eyes, you can see that I want to be loved. Far away. Far from home, far away, and all alone, miles of sea and sky. I close my eyes and I dream that I am going home. But I am sailing, sailing out on the ocean, many a mile out on the sea. If you really love me, won't you sometimes think of me? Won't you sometimes think of me? Thank you. Will McLean's Sailor's Lament. Well, we got a lot of kids dancing around out here, and we're going to sing them a song about what it's like to catch fish. But not exactly the ones you like. Now, this song we've been doing here practically every year since we've been playing. And we had another tune in mind here. I'm only mentioning this because you might want to catch one of our other sets where we will explain to you the medicinal attributes of saw palmetto. But we feel that at this moment it might be better to sing a song about catching catfish. Okay. Watch this.
Capo blues again.
Yeah, sorry about that, Stan. I do this at least one time a set just to make sure that the band is paying attention, and
well,
they were.
I don't know about you all, but it is hot up here. Woo!
bass player. She'll be here later tonight. We really appreciate that.
Yes, we do, Dan. But you did forget the flower.
That's right. We didn't make him wear a flower this time. Ready? Let's fish.
Well, you can fish from a boat, fish from a bridge, fish on the bottom, jerking with the jig. Catch 'em at the docks, catch 'em on the flats. Where you catch one, you'll always catch more cats. You got those cat, saltwater catfish blues. I think that it's a trout, or maybe it's a red. But when I see that catfish, I'd rather be in bed. Catch 'em big and little, silver, blue, and brown. They're lurking in the channels, hanging all around. You got those cat, saltwater catfish blues. Yeah, they got a funny looking face. They got lips so thin. They got a slimy appearance. The whiskers made of skin. People like to eat them, but that's not for me, because the fish are way too ugly for eating. Don't you see? We got those cat, saltwater catfish blues. Let's fish, Stan. Why do they always seem to be swallowing my bait? The spines on their back cause me so much pain. I'd rather cut the line than try to save my lid. The catfish probably wish that they had stayed in bed. They got those cat, saltwater catfish blues. They got a funny looking face, they got lips so thin, they got a slimy appearance, and whiskers made of skin. People like to eat them, and that's not for me, because the fish are way too ugly for eating. Don't you see, we got those cat, saltwater catfish blues. Let's, one more time. A funny looking face, they got lips so thin, they got a slimy appearance, and whiskers made of skin. People like to eat them, but that's not for me, because the fish are way too ugly for eating. Don't you see, we got those cat, saltwater catfish blues. Yeah, we got those cat, saltwater catfish blues. Yeah, we got those cat, saltwater catfish blues.
Thank you very much. That's actually based on a true story down in the Chukalusky Islands.
And this next song is also based on a true story. Barry was raised on the west coast of Florida, and that's where she lived when Will used to come over and spend the summers with her family. And while she lived over there, she met a fellow who made an impression upon her and wrote a song about him, too. The name of the song is Land's End, and the fellow's name was?
Frank Mayer. We're going to get Dan to play a little bowed bass on this. Are you going to do that for us?
He worked in a steel mill up near Tampa, folks say, but every spare moment Frank drifted away to a place in West Florida people call the Land's End. After many years of dreaming, his life there would be spent. Yeah, roots for the tourist and a little general store, but his love was the water, just a step out the door. And there's an osprey on wing, dolphins in the path, a tide flows hard through the seagrass. With his long beard a-flowing, a cast net he would throw, the sun set behind, set the net's arc aglow. Kids from the village used to gather down there. They listened to the stories Frank told from his chair. The bay was his love, the fish there night and day. but then he was gone, like a bird flown away. And there's an osprey on wing, dolphins in the past, a tide flows hard through the seagrass. Well, he'd been sick for months, but he always seemed the same. I guess that old seaman, he'd never complain. And it's a comfort to find now that his kids still have the place, and no condominiums have crept into this Gulf Coast space. And if you stand here at the bay, on his dock there you will see his old worn-out cast net glistening wet in a heap. And there's an osprey on wing, dolphins in the past, a tide flows high through the seagrass. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think we've got time for two more.
Two more quick ones. Okay. One of our favorite songs to play here is in fact our favorite song by Mr. Jim Ballou, and I'd like to do it for you today while we have this magnificent collection of musicians and friends up here to play with us. And
thieves, hoodlums.
I wasn't going to get to that part until tomorrow's
hoodlums,
set.
Yeah. Yeah, the Rangers have,
this is our family
have all
show.
Of our mugshots, unfortunately.
Scatter my ashes in the floor, where the Withlacoochee waters go. Don't weep for me when I'm gone at last. Grab your pole, catch a big old bass, catch a largemouth bass and set him free. Set him free, think of me. Scatter my ashes in the flow, where the Withlacoochee waters go.
Jim Ballou tune. We're going to end up on a new song. It's one Ron just wrote.
Right down the street from where we live, in the very same place that my father taught me to hunt when I used to hunt, which I do not anymore, but it's still a place of very great memory for me, because afterwards I took my mother there and took her through the wetlands and showed her the egrets and the otters. Well, it now belongs to Donald Trump, and he has his golf course on it. So this is a song about the evolution of a wetland into Donald Trump's golf course.
As the last piece of wetland in the town that I was raised was bulldozed and destroyed so a golf course could be made, I heard somebody coming as we watched the last tree fall. I thought this was protected, now I've seen it all. Yeah, they're digging up the ground where the oaks and cypress grew. This happens all around us, it isn't something new. We trade our peace and refuge for another shopping mall. We got a long way to go before we've seen it all. From the sawgrass to the south, across the prairies and the woods, where Calusa and the Seminole and Marjorie Douglas stood, we build interstates and jet ports, tourist towns and shopping malls. We got a long way to go before we see it all. In cars and trucks and campers, we follow the back roads to find the fields and the forest and the old fishing hole. Well, thank God there's something left, please help us to recall. We've got a long way to go before we've seen it all. From the sawgrass to the south, across the prairies and the woods, where Calusa and the Seminole and Marjorie Douglas stood, we build in a stage and jet ports, tourist towns and shopping malls. We got a long way to go before we've seen it all. Well, that golf course, it's finished. I stand here in the rain. The wildlife has all vanished. Now the men can play their games. No more otters, owls, or egrets. No more osprey call. Now there's nothing left. Now I've seen it all. How can we make a difference right here from where we stand? How can we ever give back what's been taken from this land? Protect these precious places where the trees are standing tall. We got a long way to go before we've seen it all. We've got a long way to go before we've seen it all.
Thank you. Stick
around. Thank you very much. Lots of music today. We'll be tomorrow on a song swap and Sunday down at the boat landing at the Tower Stage. Oh, we have 5 more minutes?
We have 5 more minutes.
Really?
Don't forget to check out Dale Ryder's Biomass.
Usually we don't have any time left over. We must not have talked.
Are the Sheddens still here?
All right. Here we go.
By request. This is a song by our favorite, Don Groom. I'm traveling down the back roads, I'm not going anywhere. Waving at the country folk on the front porch in their chair. That little boy with the fishing pole don't know that I'd exchange everything I've got right now to be him once again. Well, I left New York City on the interstate, but that long line ribbon of concrete was more than I could take. When I hit Virginia, I found a country lane, and I'm back on those back roads again. Yes, I'm traveling down the back roads, I'm not going anywhere. I'm waving at the country folk on the front porch in their chair. That little boy with the fishing pole don't know that I'd exchange everything I've got right now to be him once again.
hills of Carolina, to Georgia's bottom land. I never drove on one brave road, I went through one big town. Red clay banks, country shacks, swimming home now and then. And I'm back on those back roads again. Yes, I'm traveling down the back roads, I'm not going anywhere. I'm waving at the country folk on the front porch in their chair. That little boy with the fishing pole don't know that I'd exchange everything I've got right now to be him once again. From Georgia down to Florida, the road that I was on, I didn't know where I was going, wouldn't care if I had known. You can keep those crowded cities, just give me the land, put me back on those back roads again. Yes, I'm traveling down the back roads, I'm not going anywhere. I'm waving at the country folk on the front porch in their chair. That little boy with the fishing pole don't know that I'd exchange everything I've got right now to be him once again. Just set me on the riverbank, cane pole in my hand, put me back on those back roads again. Put me back on those back roads again. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. We do have a CD for sale up at the Falk booth, and hopefully we'll see you later this weekend. Thanks. Thank you.
Stan Geber, Mr. Dan Peterson.
Let's hear it one more time for Ron and Barry and the Roadside Review. You guys were awesome. Where are you guys playing next? Where's your next? On? Jam tent, what time? 1 o'clock at the jam tent tomorrow. Look on the back of your program for the location and show up over there for Ron and Barry to hear them again. That was wonderful. And don't forget, they did the Ann and Frank Thomas, Frank and Ann Thomas, new music CD should be up at the Pfaff tent. Oh, and also a new CD for Stan Geber. We do not want you all to leave here with no music. We're just putting the music in your head to keep it in your heart. We want you to take it home with you. We've mellowed you out with Clyde. We've brought you back up a little bit. Now we're going to make you laugh out loud. We're going to have the classic cracker kernel. Sort of sounds like a chicken thing, doesn't it? But we have our own version of the classic cracker kernel and Colonel Ron Hendrick. And I'm not going to take any more of his time.
All right. Hey, how y'all doing? Man, it is good to see you sitting out here in this hot sun. You know, a tourist told me the other day, he said, hey, Rod, it sure is hot. I guess he was complaining a little bit. I said, it's supposed to be, brother. You in Florida? Right? Anyway, I tell a lot of old cracker stories, and a lot of times people ask me, said, Rod, where you get them stories? And a lot of times these stories just happen to me, and sometimes funny things happen to you. Sometimes they're not too funny when they happen to you, but this happened to me not long ago. I was teaching a workshop down in Citrus County where I live, a little town named Hernando. And a lady, a school teacher from the Citrus County Middle School, took this workshop on storytelling. And she went back to her school, about sixth or seventh grade class, and she had, on every Friday, she had a storytelling hour for these kids. So every Friday, these kids would get up and tell stories. And it was really working out good. These kids were coming out of their shell. They were telling all these cracker tales, old tales, tall tales. And in her class, she had one little boy named Leon. Now, Leon had a gift. Leon was a teller of tall tales. Now, Leon could bring you there. He could tell you a tale. He could capture your interest. He was fantastic. But all of a sudden, Leon lost touch with his own self. In other words, he lost touch with reality. In other words, what Leon would do when he would tell these tall tales, when he'd get off the stage or off the classroom floor, he would just keep right on telling stories. If you're telling stories when you're telling a tale, they're stories, but if you do it out in real life, you're lying. So Leon became a liar. He just lied all the time about everything. So the school teacher realized she had created a monster, and she called me up, and she said, Colonel. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, look at him. I got this little boy in my class named Leon, and he is a master storyteller. He has a gift. He can tell a story, a fantastic story, but he's lost touch with reality. He has started, he's carried these stories over into his private life, and he had become a giant liar. Lies about everything. And I don't know what to do about it. What can I do? I said, I'm not a psychiatrist. I don't know. I said, wait a minute. This was on a Friday afternoon, and late on Friday afternoon. So I said, them kids going to be back to school on Monday, right? She said, right. I said, well, when Leon comes in, you set him down someplace, and you tell him the biggest, lionest story you can think of, something fantastic, just to show him how silly he looks. She said, okay, Colonel, I'll try that. And later she related this is what happened. Now, here come Leon back to school on Monday morning, and before class, she could see them kids out there playing around and talking before the bell rang. And Leon was out there, and Leon was telling these other classmates of his, he said, me and my daddy went fishing out of Crystal River here on Saturday, so we caught 100 redfish, and every one of them weighed over 50 pounds. This school teacher says, oh, woe is me. Oh, Lordy, this Leon is getting worse. Oh, I got to do something about this boy right away. I got to do it today. So about 10 o'clock, the recess bell rang, and all them kids went running out to play, you know. And Leon come running by there, and she said, Leon, come here, boy. Come on over here, son. So Leon came over there and said, yes, ma'am. Very polite, boy. She said, Leon, sit down here. I want to tell you a little story. Something happened to me today. He said, yes, ma'am. She said, Leon, you know I walk to school every day, right? He said, yes, ma'am, I know that. And she said, you know, I caught when I passed by that vacant lot down there on Seminole Street and Alligator Avenue, you know them little piney woods on that vacant lot right there? Yes, ma'am, I know right where you're talking about. She said, Leon, this morning when I walked by there, a 9-foot-tall Alaskan Kodiak bear jumped out of them piney woods after me, and it scared the life out of me. And I jumped back, and I caught my shoe in the crack in the sidewalk, and I fell down. And that 9-foot-tall Kodiak bear, Alaskan Kodiak bear, with a head as big as a wash tub, leaned over me and was fixing to bite my head off. When all of it, once, a little old black and white curly shaggy dog, little old, had a waggy tail, you know, one of them curly tails, he was shaggy and black and white dog, he come out of them piney woods, and he leaped on that back leg of that Kodiak bear and bit on him and wouldn't turn him loose. Well, that old Kodiak bear turned around to get that little dog, and that little old black and white dog turned loose that bear's leg and jumped on his throat and snatched his jugular vein out of him, killed him, and saved my life. Well, Leon was sitting there goggle-eyed in disbelief. So that teacher said, now, Leon, do you believe that story? Leon said, yes, ma'am, that was my dog. Leon's up there in Charter Hospital right now. They're working on him. He's going to be home here in a week or two. You know, like I say, every once in a while something happens to you that ain't funny. When it happens, and this is a true story, happened about a year ago. One Saturday morning, my wife and I were both off, and we had slept in, and we had had a big old breakfast and was drinking coffee, and I was about coffeeed out. So I was in the kitchen sink, you know, I was washing out my coffee cup, and I looked out in the backyard, and I seen my old hound dog, Bingo, out there, B-I-N-G-O, for y'all are young enough to understand that. Old B-I-N-G-O, he was a hound dog, and he was out in the backyard, and he was dragging around our next-door neighbor's pet pedigreed rabbit, Fluffy. Well, you can imagine what I thought. I looked, I said, oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. I called my wife, I said, honey, come here, come here. She came over and looked out, and I said, look. She said, oh, no, no, no. Oh, goodness. That Bingo done killed Fluffy. Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I said, I don't know, honey, but he is dead. That rabbit Fluffy's dead. Oh, what are we going to do? She said, Fred and Martha just loved that rabbit. That was our next-door neighbor, Fred and Martin. They was their pet rabbit. So that's going to kill them. I just love that rabbit. Oh, what are we going to do? I said, well, honey, there ain't but one thing we can do. I'm going to go out there and get Fluffy away from Bingo, and I'm going to carry him. I'm going to carry him home right now while I still got the gumption to do it, because I'm thinking about hiding him, you know. And I said, I'm going to do it right now. So my wife said, honey, you can't take Bingo home right now. I said, well, how come? She says, cause Fred and Martha's gone over to Ocala. That's where I live, about 18 miles from Ocala. So they're gone over to Ocala, going to Burdine's over there and going to Walmart shopping. And they won't be back about 2 o'clock this afternoon. So, man, all of a sudden an idea struck me. So I run out in the yard, and I got Fluffy away from Bingo. And I want to tell you, he was looking in bad shape. He was all dirty and had dog slobber all over him, you know. So I took him in the house, and I put him in a bathtub. If you guys are like me, your wife has got about 200 kinds of shampoo. So I had ammunition to clean that rabbit with. So I put every kind of shampoo she had on him, and he was looking good. And then she come in there and give me some cream rinse and some double rinse and all that kind of stuff, and I rinsed him out good. And then she come in there, and she handed me a bottle of moose. Thank you. She gave me a bottle of moose. And that's some kind of a conditioner for you guys. But anyway, I got this moose, and she said, rub a good handful of that moose in on that rabbit. And I did that. And then she come in there, and she handed me her that blow dryer. You know that thing that makes all that hot air? She had that, and she gave me a brush, one I call a foo-foo brush. You know that one that got all them knobby ends on it? She says, you blow that rabbit and brush him against the grain. And said, he'll fluff up, he'll live up to his name. So I started blowing that rabbit and brushing him at the same time, and boy, I'm going to tell you, when I got done with him, whoo, he's looking good. Matter of fact, I think he looked better than he did when he was alive. He looked good. I done a good job on him. And then she come in there, and she had some of this talcum powder. I believe she got over at Victoria's Secret someplace. It's called Vanilla Walnut. And boy, you talk about some powder that smelled good. Whoo, that stuff smelled good. And I rubbed a good handful of that powder in on old Fluffy. And then he was all fluffed up and everything. He looked better than he did in his life. He looked good and he smelled good. So then I carried him on back to his house, you know, where nobody home over. I jumped the fence and I put him in his cage and propped him up. And then I slipped on back, you know. So I got away. You know, I said to Bingo, I said, Bingo, you got away with it this time, boy. And Bingo, he didn't say nothing. So that afternoon, about 2 o'clock, 2 or 3 o'clock, I'm out there watering the petunias or something out there. And I look over there, and around that rabbit cage must be 30 people. Well, I got to show some interest or something, curiosity, right? Or become a suspect. So I eased over there, and I said, hey, Mother, how you doing? So what are y'all doing, having a barbecue over here? She said, no, Rod. We're not having no barbecue. I said, what in the world are y'all doing over here? She said, Rod, there's something strange going on around here. So what are you talking about? She said, something weird has happened here today. I said, what in the world are you talking about, woman? She said, you know our rabbit, Fluffy? I said, yeah. I didn't tell her how well I knew that rabbit. I said, yeah, I know that. What about him? She said, I want to tell you something. Old Fluffy died about 3 days ago, and Fred buried him out there in the backyard. Whew, you can imagine what I'm feeling like. I said, no kidding. She said, yeah, and not only that, he showed back up in his cage today. Looked like he'd been to the beauty parlor. He had. I was the one that fixed him up. Like I say, sometimes these things happen to you. They're not funny when they happen, but they get funnier as time goes by. You know, another funny thing that happened to me the other day, I was down there in the First National Bank of Hernando. I live in Hernando. And I was sitting in there in the delinquent loan section. Down there, if you miss a payment on something, you got to come down to the bank and pay it in person, and they make you sit in the delinquent loan section to embarrass you. So I was sitting in there, and this redneck cracker frog come in that bank. Now, you're probably going to wonder how I knowed he was a redneck cracker frog. I'm going to tell you. Well, this frog had on a baseball hat, said beech nut on the front of it. Beech nut chewing tobacco, so that was a clue. He had on bib overalls and high-top shoes. But I want to tell you something strange about this frog. He was carrying a briefcase. And I just eased over there because I'd never seen a frog in a bank. So I eased over there, and I heard this frog because I want to know what was going on. And this frog went up to the information lady, and he said, "Ma'am, I'd like to get a loan." She said, "Well, you're going to have to go back there and see Miss Paddywhack. Miss Paddywhack's the loan officer." So I eased on back to the back. I followed the frog right on back to Miss Paddywhack's desk, and he got back there, and he said, "Are you Miss Paddywhack?" She said, "Yes, I am. How can I help you?" "Sit down." So the frog sat down. He said, "Ma'am, I'd like to get a loan." So Miss Paddywhack said, "Well, do you have any collateral?" So the frog took his little briefcase, and he put it up on his lap, and he popped it open. And out of that briefcase, he took a beautiful blue velvet bag. It had a golden drawstring on it. And out of that bag, he took a 2-inch-high ceramic figure. And he handed it to Miss Paddywhack. And Miss Paddywhack looked at it, and she said, "Is that valuable?" She didn't have a clue. She said, "Is that valuable?" And the frog said, "Yes, ma'am, it is very valuable." So she was pondering it, looking at it, you know, and holding it up and turning it over. And she didn't have a clue, like I say. And she looked, and she saw the bank president coming toward her out of the corner of her eye. And she said, "Sir, would you mind stepping over here, please?" So the bank president came over and said, "Yes, what is it, Miss Paddywhack?" She said, "Sir, this frog came in here, and he's asked for a loan. And I asked him, did he have collateral? And he has given me this 2-inch-high ceramic figure. And when I asked him, was it valuable, he said it was very valuable. And, sir, I just don't know. Would you mind taking a look at it?" "Not at all, not at all, Miss Paddywhack." So the bank president took the 2-inch-high ceramic figure. He held it up to the light. He turned it over. He looked for any distinguishing marks on it. Satisfied with it, he handed it back to Miss Paddywhack. And when he did, he said, "It's a knick-knack, Paddywhack. Give the frog a loan." All right, my time's up. Hope you enjoyed them little tales. I'll be on the storytelling to you tomorrow. Y'all come back, y'all here.
Well, Colonel, we hope your time's not up, but we just hope we're going to see you a little bit later.
You will, darling.
We don't want your time up
Thank
yet.
You so much.
We're moving the stage just a little bit because we've got a real exciting group for you next. And I'm going to let Mary Krueger talk about them. It's the international folk dancing group Spice. Mary?
Good afternoon. How are we all doing out there? I see everybody's hiding under the shade. It's a beautiful day, and we are very happy to be here. I think this is our 10th or 11th year to be invited here. We are SPICE, as she said, the St. Petersburg International Children's Ensemble. Our purpose is to preserve, promote, and encourage international folk cultures, especially through music and dance. Today we're going to take you on a short trip around the world in 20 minutes. Our first stop being that of the land of France. When we first did this dance up here, I know we woke some eyes. They thought they'd probably never see the can-can performed. But with the popularity of it in France, it has become one of their more traditional numbers. And here we are with the can-can from France. Thank you. right now that we're awake a little bit. We're going to go back to a little more traditional folk dancing. This is a dance from Portugal. You will see this in many festivals, and usually you will see hundreds of people out there doing this. This is titled Malhao, one of the traditional dances from Portugal. Say we have a couple of veterans up here. A couple of girls have been coming up here for the last 9-10 years with me. In fact, one is just graduated from high school, and she's on to the world of reality, should we say. Our next stop is going to be in the land of Italy. But before I bring them out, let me tell you a little bit about our group. Back home in St. Petersburg, Florida, where we are at the Spiffs Place, or the St. Petersburg International Folk Fair Society, we get together once a week for about an hour, and there's 25 kids in the group, which range in age from 5 to 18 years old. And their parents help them put together their outfits of their own national attire or their choosing. And we have a bunch of boys, believe it or not. We have about 6 of them. So I can't wait till they sprout up. We just graduated a few. It's good to see the guys out there dancing. Our next dance that they are going to show you is again from the land of Italy, and this is titled the Tarantella. There are a couple different styles. And the story behind it is of hopping from the tarantula spider, hence the name Tarantella. And there are actual words with this. So if you know the words to this song, please feel free to sing along with us today. I knew I heard somebody out there. Now if I could just get them back out here. Come on, ladies. Let me tell you before we start this, if you ever come down to St. Pete, we have a festival down there. It's a 4-day festival where you get the school kids for about 3 days, and it's an international festival with 45 different countries of food and dancing. And you will see one of these dances being performed from Italy, the Tarantella. There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.